Hi, David. Thanks so much for calling. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you, Dr. Hinchcliffe. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling today regarding a problem I had with my left arm for now a couple of years. I have something like, it feels like, it is just the left arm. It feels sometimes like burning, and sometimes it feels like it is cold. In fact, I spoke with you about it a while back, and you had told me it may have something to do with my neck, although the problem is in my arm. And so right now, I have been told to take MRI exam to see MRI exam of my neck in conjunction with what is going on with my left arm. Now, I know that the MRI machine uses magnetic radiation to operate, and I wanted to know how safe it would be to do MRI, because I will be inside the machine, and my neck as well as my head will be exposed to magnetic radiation, and I'm just not sure, if it is would be safe to undergo this, exam.
Well, I definitely think that the MRIs can be useful, and in this situation, it does sound like it's useful and worthwhile. The X-ray comes from CT scans and traditional X-rays. With an MRI, you won't be exposed to that. It's a little bit different. However, one of the things that I do get concerned about with the MRIs is that sometimes they use the contrast with the MRI to be able to get better imaging, and oftentimes it's used and it can put stress on the kidney. And I usually recommend to people to use N-acetyl sustain to help be able to minimize that
Okay.
damage.
So contrast, you mean, is it something that I take? I'd like a drink.
It's something that they would give in an IV.
Oh, I see. Okay. So to reduce that the effect of that, you said it is some kind of a chemical?
Yes, it is a chemical, right?
Okay. And so to take what was the you mentioned it is difficult to spell or pronounce the supplement you mentioned.
So the N-acetylcysteine is an amino acid. It's spelled N as in Nancy, hyphen acetyl, ACETYL, hyphen sustain, CYSTEINE. I feel like I'm on a spelling bee.
Okay, I got it.
But it's abbreviated NAC, or some people call it NAC for short.
I see. So it's amino acid, I see.
Yes, it's an amino acid, and I usually recommend starting to use it a few days before the MRI. And the dosage I would use would be about 1,000 milligrams a day, and use that for a few days beforehand, the day of, and then a few days after as well.
I see, I see. Okay. I'm glad you mentioned that. I don't think I'm going to be taking the contrast for this one, but as far as the exposure goes, like 30 minutes exposure to the brain of MRI, it would be okay for one time then.
Well, the MRI doesn't have any X-ray
It doesn't,
exposure.
yeah.
No, it
Right,
doesn't
yeah.
have that ionizing radiation like regular X-ray or CT scan does. And
Right.
so I don't see that same possible issue with the MRI.
Okay, I was just wondering, because of the magnetic field. It is a rather strong
Oh,
magnetic field.
yes, it is a magnetic field, right?
Yeah, so that's okay. Anyways, I was, although I was hesitant, I was going to eventually do that, so I will go and do that.
Okay.
So,
And
other.
David, we have to go to a break now.
Okay, I had
Okay.
one more question.
Okay.
Can I hang on?
Yes, go ahead and hold. Thank you so much.
Thank
We're going to
you.
Go ahead and take our first break, and we'll be right back to our callers. Thank you. So let's go ahead and go back to David. He had one more question that I wanted to go ahead and answer. Thank you. Hi, David.
Yes, thank you. One more thing on that neck problem. Do you consider physical therapy in addition to alleviate this problem?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I do refer to physical therapy. I think that that's a fabulous idea, yes.
Okay, all right. And the other thing I had is my ankle, or around my ankle, lower leg on my right leg, I see a proliferation of veins. They are not protruding like a big giant varicose veins, but just increasing, very increasing. And right around my ankle, it almost looks like it has been bruised, but it's just the number of veins there, and it causes discomfort from standing. What caused this sudden increase of veins, and what can be done?
Well, I would say that one of the reasons that that can happen is from our bodies, our musculature not being as strong. So in that sense, actually, exercise is really helpful, especially walking or any exercise where we're using our lower extremities, because it helps to contract the muscles and then pump the fluid back up physically through the body.
I see.
And there are different herbs that can be helpful as well for these. They're usually called spider veins.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes even our skin thinning as we get older makes them look a little bit more predominant to our eye. And so you can use herbs besides using exercise, but I definitely always try to encourage exercise as the first
way. Yeah, walking seems to help. When I get the pain and I go out for a walk, after that, like for an hour or so after the walk, I'm okay with standing. If I massage them, they vanish for a few minutes and then they show up again.
Yeah.
So
the other thing that sometimes people use are the compression stockings, and those can be very helpful too. Those are available at the medical supply stores or even available at drug stores.
Okay.
And you can ask the pharmacist to
help. Yeah, I wear
help.
One on my right leg, and I have noticed it helps.
When they do become painful, I think it is good to have them evaluated or physically looked at, have an exam done by your provider.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But as far as herbs goes, is there something that comes to your mind?
Oh, I would think about horse chestnut as one of them. I also like bilberry, garlic.
But did you say blueberry or?
Or bilberry.
Like B-I-L-L?
B-I-L-B-E-R-R-Y.
Bilberry, yeah. B-E.
Bill, B-I-L, like the bill of a hat, and then berry.
Okay, berry, and then garlic.
Yeah, and horse chestnut.
Okay. The horse chestnut, is that like a liquid or a tablet? Or?
It usually is in a capsule, but you can also get it in a tincture form.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Okay, David, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to let you go.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate your help.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for calling. It was great to have your support. Have a great weekend. So we're going to go ahead and...